Now, as the US wakes up around now, there are two big stories in the morning news bulletins. The first, the world record set by the United States for the highest number of coronavirus cases in one day. A massive 52,000 new COVID-19 cases in one 24-hour period. The other, the arrest of the socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, who faces charges relating to helping the late paedophile Jeffrey Epstein and his abuse of underage young women. Irish Times Washington correspondent Suzanne Lynch is on the line. That figure of 52,000 diagnoses of COVID-19 in one day, I know President Trump had promised Americans they'd be sick of winning, Suzanne, but that's a world record no country wants to win.
No, it definitely is not. The cases here have been increasing steadily, really over the last month or so. And what we're seeing is a massive disparity across the country. So a lot of states in the South and the West, states that never really closed in the first place, had maybe low rates of infections back in March and April, and then hurried to reopen their economy. They are now, it seems, paying the price for that, because that is where the cases are very high. There's states like Florida, like Arizona, California is seeing a big increase in cases, and Texas. So we're getting daily rates up in the 9,000-10,000 in Florida. Texas recorded an increase in 8,000 cases just in one day this week. So we now have actually 36 states reporting a rise in new cases over the past week. And at the same time, places like New York and New Jersey, which bore the brunt of the pandemic in the early weeks of this, have it under control. Of course, they're now worried about visitors coming into their states from the more affected places mm-hmm. in the country, and they've announced new quarantines. But really, it is a worrying sign in these states like Arizona, Texas, Florida, and California.
And what's really interesting is the data that's been coming from scientists in the States saying those Black Lives Matter protests that we saw on the streets, they don't seem to have been associated with a lot of the spikes we're seeing in the US numbers at the moment, going to bars, going to restaurants. The states that reopened early and opened all of those up, that's very much being linked to the spread of coronavirus.
Yes, and this is underlining one of the trends we're learning about this, that this infection rate, that being outside is a much better. So the Black Lives Matter protests that took place in a lot of these cities all were outdoor, most people wearing masks, etc. The problem now seems to be in these places where bars, restaurants open, people congregated together closely. So, for example, we saw the governor or the mayor of New York this week was supposed to allow greater indoor dining in restaurants. He has stopped that, saying that the evidence suggests from other states that this is where the problem emerged. And here where I am in Washington, D.C., for example, they're just beginning to open some restaurants with very limited capacity indoor. It's outdoor dining that is allowed and it's still very minimal. So that does seem to be one of the reasons. And we're seeing this with the infection rates among young people. One of the trends now is that younger people under 40 are experiencing a sharp rise in infections in these affected states. Now, we have mixed messages on this. Donald Trump just last night tweeted that this was a good thing, that young people, of course, are not as badly affected by coronavirus. But in fact, Anthony Fauci, the immunologist here, who's been the face of the pandemic, he made the point that this is exactly the problem, because these people, even though they may not be showing symptoms, can pass it on to other people in the community. And for him, that was a warning sign, whereas Donald Trump is stressing that this means that it's different in these areas of the country. Of course, this is going to be a big issue this weekend, Anya, because we're coming into the 4th of July celebration. 4th of July is tomorrow. People are already taking the day off work, etc. today. So there's going to be big questions mm-hmm. about how this virus progresses over the next few days when it's a holiday weekend here.
And just one other question, Suzanne Lynch. The arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, she'd been sought for months. Tell us about where she was hiding and what's likely to happen to her now.
Yes, so the Southern District of New York, which is a very powerful federal district, announced that it had ordered her arrest in New Hampshire. This is a rural part of the country, and she had bought it now, it seems, a house. A house there was purchased in December via cash. And it seemed that she had been living there. But the FBI indicated that they have had tabs on her, essentially, for the last year. It's exactly a year since Jeffrey Epstein was arrested. So they arrested her at 8:30 a.m. on Thursday morning. And then she appeared in a brief court hearing in New Hampshire on Thursday. But she's now been transferred down to New York. They are looking after at this case. There's speculation she could even be detained in the very jail, very prison that Jeffrey Epstein was detained in before his own death in August. So the next stage of this will be a further hearing in New York. They have said, prosecutors have said, that they believe that Ms. Maxwell is a flight risk. They gave a lot of details about her personal financial situation, saying they tracked 15 accounts owned or linked to her, and the balance in those accounts range from a couple of 100,000 to 20 million over the last couple of years or so. They have obviously been keeping a very close eye on her. She has not commented even through her lawyers at this stage, but previous to this, she has denied any allegations. She's been accused of essentially procuring women, young minors, for Jeffrey Epstein. The prosecutor in New York said she also participated in the abuse in certain points. So we will hear presumably more from her when we get to this next hearing in New York at some point. We don't have a time for that yet.
All right.
But a lot of speculation about who else may be brought into this inquiry.
Suzanne Lynch, Washington correspondent for the Irish Times. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the News at One.